Hello, this is A Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Whether you are at home or at work, maybe you're in your car or outdoors, maybe you're working out at the gym or in a hospital room. Wherever you are, I'm so glad that you're here today and that you tuned in to this week's episode. The purpose of A Voice in the Darkness is to encourage, to uplift, and to enlighten. So many people today are walking through challenging times and difficult transitions. And during those times, you may want to give up. But I want to encourage you today not to give up, not to give in, and not to throw in the towel. Listen, I know you may experience some discouragement, but if you just take a moment to listen on today, I believe you will receive a wave of encouragement. I'm telling you, I've walked through so many transitions, so many times in my life where things didn't seem like they were going to work out. And God used a person, or he used the scripture or a situation to minister to my heart. And it literally changed my direction, my attitude. So I want to encourage you today, if you're tuning in for the first time, stay tuned, be encouraged, and do not give up. Do not give up and do not give in. Thank you so much. If you're listening for the first time to A Voice in the Darkness podcast, thank you for tuning in. And if you're a regular, I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I'm so excited about this week's episode, this amazing month of March. We're in the third month of March, and I'm excited today to share with you a word that would encourage you, if you're especially for those who may feel at this moment that things are getting a little bit more overwhelming and difficult. Because sometimes in your journey, you're going to experience that. But I want to encourage you today, no matter what you're facing, to keep your face, listen to me, like a flint. Set your face like a flint. And that is the title of this week's episode, is to set your face like a flint. You might ask me, where am I getting that scripture, or where am I getting that phrase from? I'm actually getting it from one of my favorite books, Isaiah, in the Bible. And I want to talk about the prophet Isaiah. He encouraged the people, listen, to set their flint, their face like a flint. And I want to give you a quick definition for the word flint. So when you hear that word flint, you know exactly what I'm talking about today. And a flint is defined as a hard gray rock consisting of nearly pure chert. Okay, so it's a hard gray rock, or it's a piece of flint, especially flaked or ground in ancient times to form a tool or a weapon. Or it's a piece of flint that is used with steel, right? And it sometimes is used to ignite a spark, like you hit these two stones together and it'll start a fire, or it can start a quick little spark. And another definition is a hard, dark quartz that produces a spark when struck by steel. So when we say keep your face, okay, set your face like a flint. Man, that is very picturesque and very descriptive. When someone's face is looking like a hard rock, well, let's get some descriptions of a rock. Well, it's very plain. It's very direct. It's not going to change up. This rock is hard, and that's exactly what you're going to see. The rock is not going to move. It's not pliable, right? It's not flexible. It's not a liquid. It's hard. And so that's the encouraging word to you on today, to set your face like a flint. If you would go with me today to Isaiah chapter 50, Isaiah chapter 50, and I'm actually going to talk from verse number 7 and really extract a couple of points for us today to be encouraged for this week, okay? Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7, and I'm going to read this in the New King James Version. It says, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. That is verse 7. This is actually prophetic as the prophet is prophesying about Jesus, right? He's prophesying about Jesus years before Jesus comes on the scene. And it says, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. I will not be ashamed. Hear me today. I want to encourage you, for those who've been maybe under persecution, you've been under the fire, you have been walking through some difficult times. Maybe you've had the accuser come against you, whether it's in your home, maybe at your job or in a situation. Maybe you're in a legal battle. And I'm telling you, things have been really hard for you this past couple of months. And I want to encourage you today, number one, that God is going to help you. If you would make sure that during these times of transition, times in your life that is very difficult and overwhelming, that you would turn your face to the Lord. And I know it's very easy. I'm telling you, I'm speaking from experience. It is very easy to turn to man, to turn to human, because we can see that person, we can touch him, right? But God, listen, he is very so near if you entertain his presence, if you're reading his word, if you're spending time in worship. He's not as far as your mind want to tell you. He's near. He's in your heart. He lives with you. And you have to turn to God. You have to look to God. You have to put God first. He's not second. He's not third. But you honor him with your life, putting him first in the morning, thanking him for waking you up, looking to him, because without God, we are nothing. The breath that we breathe comes from Father God. And so I want to encourage you today that God is going to help you. And you will know that when you are looking to him, spending time with him, then you'll have confidence. You will have confidence that the Lord God will help you. He says in the word, right? It says in the Gospels in Matthew, if we being natural, if we being evil, know how to give good gifts to our own children, how much more would your heavenly Father give good gifts to them that ask? That's in the word. Listen, if you would do kind things and good things for your own children, to help them, to provide for them, when they call to you, you will help them. Why wouldn't your Father God help you? You have to hear me today. Point number one is the Lord God will help you. This is why you have to set your face like a flint. You have to understand that when you're walking through hard times, when you're walking through difficult, challenging seasons, when you might be persecuted unjustly, listen, you have to stand strong. Number two, you have to know this, you will not be disgraced. That's a fear sometimes. We fear that, what if God doesn't come through? I know I've thought it. Though God has come through over and over again for my family, I'm thinking like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What if this doesn't happen? Let me start thinking of a plan. Let me tell you, God wants you to know today that you will not be disgraced. You will not be disgraced. Do you hear me? And you have to hear me today. Another translation for that is confounded. You know, when you are hit, in a situation unexpectedly, the enemy tries to confound you. So that translation in the King James says, for the Lord God will help me, therefore I shall not be confounded. So you're not going to be confused. You're not going to be discombobulated. You're not going to be sitting up in here wondering what's going on. No, God says you will not be disgraced. So you have to stand on that. You take this scripture and you speak, I know that God will help me, right? And I know I will not be disgraced. God, I thank you that you're going to help. Listen, you have to say this. God, you're going to help me. God, you're going to help my marriage. God, I thank you for helping my family. God, I thank you for helping my children. God, I thank you. Come on, you speak that. God, we will not be disgraced. Speak it over your city. Speak it over your nation. Speak it over your local church. I will not be disgraced. The enemy wants to disgrace us, but I thank God today we can stand on the word. Okay? Number three, and this is the title today. Point number three is so important for us to understand. It says, therefore, I have set my face like a flint, which means, in other words, he's not changing. He's going to stay in the direction that Father told him. He's not going to turn and veer to the left nor to the right. He's not going to be easily shaken. Do you hear me? You cannot be easily shaken in this hour. I will not be easily shaken. You have to say that I shall not be moved. Say it. I will set my face like a flint. That means you're not wishy-washy. You're strong. You're sturdy. Right? You have an iron back. You're not going to be wishy-washy. You're not going to give in. You're not going to be tossed to and fro. Every time something happens, then you, I believe God. I don't believe God. God is going to come through. No, he's not going to come through. No, he's going to come through. He's faithful. God is faithful. Set your face like a flint. Do not give the enemy an inch. Keep moving forward. Don't back down. You got this. You are an overcomer. Hear me. Set your face today like a flint. Do not be easily shaken. And number four, hear me. Number four, and know that I will not be ashamed. Hear me. You have to know this. Know it. Believe it. Receive this. It is a promise. You will not be put to shame. You will not be put to shame. You have to believe God. It's impossible to please God without faith. Oh my God, those who come to God must first believe that he is. This is Hebrews 11. And that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, right? 5 and 6. God, I thank you today that you are a sure thing. Your word is sure. You watch over your word to perform it. We will not be put to shame. You will not be put to shame. You've been standing in your marriage. You've been standing for your family. You've been standing for your children, your business. You've been standing at that job. And listen, and you've been doing what God told you to do. Now stand and watch God perform on your behalf. Come on, give him praise. Brag on what he's going to do. Read his word. Confess his word. Stir yourself up. Encourage yourself in the Lord, because you will not be put to shame. The word of the Lord today to encourage you. If you are on a journey, if you are in transition, if you are on a path and things have been a little bit hard and you've been in despair or you've been discouraged or you feel overwhelmed, I want to tell you today to set your face like a flint. Set your face like a flint. Make sure that you're going to keep moving forward. You won't budge and you will not give in to the enemy. You will not give in to the enemy. You know why? Because you got this. You got this. You are an overcomer. My goodness gracious, today, thank you for each and every one of you who tuned in on today. I took my word today from Isaiah 50. Verse 7, go back, listen to the replay, share this if you have opportunity to listen to it again, or share it with a friend. I want you to just locate me on Spotify, Amazon, Audible, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, YouTube, CastBox. Would love for you to check out this podcast, download it, subscribe, share. If you can rate it, that would be such a blessing. If you can rate it on Apple and write a rating for me, that would be such a blessing. So thank you so much for tuning in to A Voice in the Darkness. Until next time, I'm Gwendolyn Forte, signing off.